This is Welcome Home Radio, heard every Saturday morning at 9 on locally owned KYNO. Brought to you by the Community Housing Council. Now, here's your host, Don Scordino.
Good morning. It's time for Welcome Home Radio. This is Don Scordino, your weekly host, and we're now in our 18th year of bringing great local information to our listeners about our community and your real estate needs and dreams. Each week, we bring you different guests with different viewpoints, but most of all, some very good advice to help you make informed decisions about housing and community involvement. You can hear the show by going to KYNO 940 AM at the App Store, then wherever you might be out taking a walk and you've got it on your phone. Or if you're at home in front of your computer, you can stream it at www.kynofresno.com. Or if you're cruising Belmont, heck, just turn it to your radio dial, 940 AM. I also want to thank our sponsor, the Community Housing Council of Fresno, for helping to make this show go, and they sponsor us. And wouldn't you know, today's two guests are from the Community Housing Council. And here in the studio, we have Sally Rector.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing good. I'm excited to do this show because I think more and more people need to know about Community Housing Council. What a resource for our community. So here in my intro, I talk about making informed decisions about housing and community involvement. Mm-hmm. Well, Community Housing Council is both of those. It's about the community and making it a better place. So thank you. But you've been working in this for a long time. And worked for Fresno County also.
Oh, I worked for Fresno County for over 15 years. Mm-hmm. Last seven was at the Sheriff's Department at the jail. But I joined Community Housing Council actually in 2022, off and on. And I've basically did a lot of things off and on for the last 4 years with Community Housing Council.
Great. And we're going to hear some of those stories and yes. your input on all this. Our other guest is here, Cheryl Cantu, a realtor extraordinaire with Premier Real Estate, but also the current president of the Community Housing Council, all the way till June 1st, right? You got two more days in that position.
No, I think it ends tomorrow, so nobody's
right.
Counting, but good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. And how long have you been president of the Community Housing Council?
Approximately 2 years.
Okay.
I stepped into the role. I have a much longer relationship with Community Housing Council, but by far my favorite has been representing Community Housing Council as the sitting president, and it's been exciting. I've always been passionate about their mission and what they stand for in our community, and I think it's time that we explode, that everyone knows our name. It becomes a household name. I think it's important.
Kind of like going into Cheers. Everybody knows your name.
That's right.
All right. So I'd like to ask both of you and get both of your takes on this. What is the Community Housing Council and what do they do for people, for the community?
Well, the Community Housing Council is a HUD-approved nonprofit organization. We are here to help the community in several needs, whether it's financial literacy, getting folks ready to embark on home ownership, folks that may be struggling, maybe a life event has happened and they need some help with talking to their lender, someone like that what do you call it, intermediary.
Or advocates for it.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a safe place that provides hope and answers to the questions they're terrified to ask until it's almost too late. But the counselors make that so much easier once they meet with them.
I love what you just said. It's a safe place. Yeah, you're not going in front
definitely.
Of the lion. you've got somebody there to help advocate for you with the lion.
Absolutely.
And maybe if you have a foreclosure issue, you've got, it's a safe place to go where they can help advocate for you.
Yeah, I wanted to add, as the housing counselor, one of the things that we are doing is we are an advocate. We are willing to, we are the ones who get on the phone, and we're the ones who talk to the different mortgage companies. Or as far as, like, if you come in and you're wanting to purchase a home, we sit there and we work with you. We give you hope that this is something that you can achieve.
Right.
It's, and I love the fact that you said terrified, because there are people who are terrified of speaking to these different, you know, to the telling them the truth of what's going on. So you come to us, we sit there and we ask some questions that feels uncomfortable sometimes, but we need to know the whole picture. And by knowing the whole picture, we're able to give you direction and a plan. Because that's one of the things that, besides hope, we have a plan for, either it's to get to home ownership, or a plan to, hey, we want to keep you in your home. You've had this life event that has just definitely, you know, knocked you off your feet for a few months. Well, we're going to give you a plan on how to come out of this life event and keep your home, have home retention.
That's so important. I love that.
Yeah, and life events do happen.
Mm-hmm.
This you may have smooth sailing right now, but who knows in a year? But it's nice to know there's that life jacket out there, a safe place to go for help. Where are you guys located?
We are located on Shaw Avenue. It's actually Shaw Lane, and I should know this address.
2560, right? West Shaw Lane, I think.
It's 2560 West Shaw Lane, Suite 101. Well, you guys
so
did good.
I used AI on that one. That's called actual intelligence.
Okay.
I don't know why I've been this way ever since I was a kid. I just remember addresses.
Yeah, it's just for people to know exactly where the cross streets are. If you're coming down Shaw Avenue, it's between Van Ness and Marks, and it's where the Bank of
Wells Fargo
Bank is. Mm-hmm. So on that side of the street.
All right, so people can call, go in, and go in there, and important to make an appointment, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we basically, most of our intake package is done via email now, but you can come in and fill it out in person, and it depends on what your situation is as to what you need to bring. So I would actually double check and call and talk to Olga. She's our receptionist. She's our intake specialist. Our telephone number is area code 559-221-6919, and Olga would be able to assist you with intake and actually everything.
And by the way, Olga's very friendly. She's a great person to have in that place, because she's like a very welcoming person.
And that's so important when you walk into an office. You want that sunshine as soon as you walk in, and Olga is definitely that for Community Housing Council.
Absolutely.
I hope she's listening to the show.
Yeah. She paid me.
All right. So, as a person that counsels these people, you find out what their needs are, you have a conversation with them, and...
Yeah, basically what we do is we go through their budget with them. We find out what's going on, and we go through our budget. There are certain things as a HUD certified agency that we do have to cover with you, all right? And one of that is a budget. One of that is your credit. And So basically, we go through your budget. We are actually looking for, you'd be surprised how many people don't realize they give us this budget, right? And we're going, okay, so what happened? You have a surplus here. So why are you having so many issues, or what happened that when you're telling me you have a surplus? And so we actually have to make them, you know, actually look into what they're actually spending. And so we're financial counselors that way. But once we get everything, that is basically what we are kind of doing. Once we figure out where you're spending your money, we then are setting up plans. Okay, what are you going to do, you know, how are you able to make that payment in the future? Can we talk to the mortgage company and actually make arrangements? Every mortgage company will have different things that you can and cannot do. So it varies by the type of loan you have and your mortgage company as to what can be done. So, and then on the pre-purchase side, you have we want to see that surplus so we can start having you put money aside for down payments.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I would think when a lender who maybe, and here the borrower is sitting in front of you and the borrower is several payments behind, how does the lender accept you? I guess being the community housing council?
No, it's the HUD certified housing. A HUD certified.
Gotcha.
I can tell you that is something that a few weeks ago I had a client and he was having such a problem getting through to the department that would help him, and they just said, no, you have to reinstate the policy. No, you have to just pay this money. And I said, well, you should have been able to speak to this other department. And so we got on the phone. I told them I was a HUD certified housing counselor. They started to say the same thing, and I said, well, we need to speak to this department. And all because I was a HUD certified housing counselor, they went ahead and got me to that department. And he was telling me while we were on, I have never gotten this far before. This particular agency that we were working with, it's the money or, you know, nothing is basically what they were.
It's definitely the secret sauce. I've watched those things happen over and over again. I've had clients contact me, and I've reached out to my lender to try to do a workout or get a forbearance or whatever the case might be. And the moment I refer them over to Community Housing Council, they're amazed at how quickly the counselor was able to get through and make some headway for them.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is good information, so thank you, too. But we do have to go to our first commercial break. But stay tuned to Welcome Home Radio, 940 KYNO. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. Well, welcome back to Welcome Home Radio. This is Don Scordino, your host. Here in the studio today, we have a couple of people from the Community Housing Council of Fresno, which, by the way, is the sponsor of Welcome Home Radio. So we have this year's president of the council, and that would be Cheryl Cantu. And we also have Sally Rector, who is one of the counselors down there. So, and if you heard in the first segment, we talked a lot about what the council does for the community in helping people that are maybe facing mortgage issues. Maybe their bank has filed a notice of default and because there are a few payments behind. It's a safe place to go and get help from a HUD-certified housing counselor. So, but I do want to ask, because you do a lot more than just mortgage help.
Right.
But what else do you do down there?
Well, we do pre-purchase counseling. And what pre-purchase counseling is basically getting the homeowner ready to purchase a home. And at the same time, we're giving them an education of what to expect, what bills to expect when you have a home. And then I know I personally am always stressing, you know, it is really, when you purchase a home, it's you want to go and buy everything under the sun, but you need to be careful with that because you need to make sure you have a little nest egg still. But
absolutely.
You're a realtor, Cheryl. So as a realtor, how does it look like for you on that side of the?
Well, as a realtor, I believe that it's important to have pre-counseling before you purchase a home. Folks don't have an understanding, very, very basic. All they know is they want a home. But it's important to educate them so they come on this journey with you as a partner, not someone you're completely leading. And we have to teach them along the way. Because my spiel to my clients is, let's get you educated so that you understand our milestones in the contract and things that empower them. Because right. Although this might be your first home, it's not going to be your last. Right. And if I'm not around to see that next purchase, you're going to feel more empowered by educating yourself. You can now advocate for yourself. You don't know if you run across someone that just isn't quite as sharp as I am. And, you know, you're like, no, you know, this, whatever you were taught. So the counseling that Community Housing Council provides, I've been fortunate enough to have been one of the teachers in the first time homebuyers class from time to time. And the deer in the headlights look that I get from these buyers sitting in the classroom is both terrifying and exciting to me, because they come in very afraid, very apprehensive, but I love to make it fun and I love to engage them. And by the end of the day, you can see that stress kind of release mm-hmm. from them. Now they're excited about the process because right. they feel like the blinds have been opened. They now understand, oh, that's what I do first. This is what I do next. And mm-hmm. You just empower them in a way that now gives them hope instead of fear. So it's important.
And I want to piggyback on that. Probably over 30 years ago, I taught a first-time homebuyer class. And I remember this lady came up to me after the class, and she said, she's looking at me with these eyes of, cannot be this easy. She goes, "Yeah, can you really say it's that easy to buy a home?" I said, it is. It. Anyway, a month later, we were in escrow.
Oh, I love wow. that.
They're still in there. Their kids have bought from me now, and they're all about home ownership. Mm-hmm. And wow, I just thought of something too. If it's been almost 30 years, their payment is about to adjust down to zero.
mm-hmm. How phenomenal. Most people never see that, but those that do, I'm always so jealous, I guess you would say, because, you know, people use real estate as a ladder to get where they want to be when they're our age, John, which is in our 20s.
Yeah.
But not a lot of people stay in their home for 30 years. You know, about every 5 years, statistics say that people are moving on up.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But keep this in mind. Every even though you may never pay off a mortgage in your life, every month that you make a payment, your balance goes down, so you have equity.
Yes.
Plus, I got to tell a personal story about somebody who paid off their mortgage and the look on my mother's face when she realized that she had paid it off. Because only a few years earlier, we were in the foreclosure process. Mm. And so that feeling of accomplishment was just, I can still picture that face. She was so happy, so proud that she paid off the mortgage.
Right.
And by the way, back then, I think her payment was around $99 a month. But in her defense, I mean, minimum wage back then was $1.50 an hour. So in everything was much lower.
Absolutely.
But the thing that's constant is that happiness and that pride that came with that accomplishment.
Yeah. I wanted to ask Cheryl a kind of a follow-up question, because as a counselor, we put these, we have these individuals on a plan where we're reaching out to them every 4 to 6 weeks with their goals. And that's one of the things that, as a realtor, if you've got someone who's not quite, or realtor or lender, who's not quite ready, that I feel like that we as counselors really help out to get them to their goal. Because I personally, like I have a client, she was a single mom of three kids, and I'm a big single mom person because I was a single mom of four sons. And I wish that I had somebody to have, I'm sorry, anytime I talk about my family, I wish I had somebody when I was young to say, you can do it.
Yeah,
you
support system.
You can do it. I was blessed, but that's what we are. I love the word support system, because as a counselor, that's what we are. We're not here to make decisions for you. I don't sit there as a counselor and give you a goal. You come up with a goal, and then I'm your cheerleader to see you make that goal. And I check in with you every 4 to 6 weeks to say, okay, you set your goal. How's it going?
Right.
And my question was to you as a realtor, knowing that, hey, I can send somebody over to CHC. They can set up this goal, and in 6 months, 9 months, depending on every different situation, I'm going to have them back. And how does that make you feel as far as...
Well, it makes me feel confident that right. I can send them there, and once they're in position to attain their goal of home ownership, they're not then pushed out to someone else
right.
as a realtor. And... Right. You know, that's comforting, because you've already kind of helped groom them and send them to that safe place, and then you get them back so that you can carry on with the journey and help them get to key day, which is the exciting part. But we can't do what we do without the partnership. I mean, you can do it, but it's a lot more rocky, a lot more time consuming, and you all are versed there to go through all those steps with them and take that time, have that patience, because not everybody's serious.
Right.
And those that are, they rise to the top, and they're mm-hmm. out and running. And then some take a little bit longer
right.
to really bear down to the plan and get in position. So
right.
it does feel good as a realtor when I feel like people are advocating for themselves when they come to me, and they're excited that they've taken that first-time home buyers class. That makes me feel like, wow, we're going to be a great team, because, mm-hmm. you know, I've worked with people that don't want to take those classes, and it takes more time to educate them along the way versus getting them already
educated,
partially educated. Yes.
Yeah. So she keeps referring to our first-time homebuyers class, and I want to make sure that the community knows that every month, or every 2 months, it depends on the interest, we do offer a first-time home buyers class at Community Housing Council. It is on a Saturday. It is for 8 hours. Orem does a wonderful job in doing that class. I do believe we do one in Spanish once a year. We're trying to, if we get more interest, we will do more Spanish speaking. Mm-hmm. About 20-30% of our clientele is Spanish speaking, and Orem and Yusinia are our Spanish speaking counselors, and they do a phenomenal job getting them ready to purchase a home, and then the other side also.
Now, you mentioned this class, it's 8 hours long. What after somebody sits through there for 8 hours and learns all this stuff, Do they get something that helps them down the road, yes, like a certificate?
They get that HUD, and it's HUD certified housing. It's a certificate. And that is very important if you're going to get any kind of homeowner's assistance on down payments.
Right.
From the state, any, you know, any, what do you want to say, the banks or anything local, you need that HUD certified housing certificate.
Right. Basically, that certification, the certificate that they receive, tells a lender that they have been educated in the following processes, which is we go over the contract, we bring in a escrow officer to discuss with them, because most people don't know what title and escrow is, who that extra person in the transaction might be, what a home inspector is and what they do, all the different inspections they can have performed when they're in the home purchase process. We go over milestones that are very, very important in the contract to adhere to. And all of this, they're oblivious to, but when they come in, it puts it in a nice little box. And that's where I mentioned earlier, the deer in the headlights look goes off. It's like, that's what title and escrow is.
Right.
And we try to bring in insurance agents to talk about how that they need homeowner's insurance,
right,
to be able to close this loan. So it goes through the different facets in that 8 hours, and that certificate is their proof that they've learned all these things,
right,
for the, in the process of the first-time homebuyers class, and I just think it's amazing.
And before we go to our next break, I just want to let everybody know that we do have a class coming up in June.
Yes.
I think it's
third Saturday.
The third Saturday.
Yeah.
And if you think, oh my gosh, how am I going to sit for 8 hours? Don't worry. I am the real estate instructor on that one coming up. So I'll keep you awake.
Because they can find out for sure at our website, which is www.chcfresno.org.
Either that or we could verify it on this commercial break that's coming
too.
Up. And we're going to give you that accurate information. All right, so stay tuned to Welcome Home Radio, 940 KYNO.
Here comes the sun.
Well, welcome back to Welcome Home Radio. This is Don Scordino, your host. Here in the studio, we have Sally Rector and Cheryl Cantu from the Community Housing Council at Fresno. But I say it's a Fresno, but I understand it's 15 counties.
Yes.
Here in the Central Valley that you help.
We have expanded out. We were at 7. We've expanded out to 15 counties, and I'm going to actually name them off right now. We cover Fresno. We go all the way over to Inyo, Kern, Kings, Madera, Mariposa, Merced, Mono County, Monterey, San Benito, San Joaquin, San Luis Obispo, Stanislaus, Tulare, and Tuolumne. So we basically cover wherever this is being heard at, we probably are covering those counties.
Boy, it's almost like KYNO and Community Housing Council are in sync here, because that's our listening audience
too.
That's
right.
But for our listeners out there, here's a little test for you. Do you know where Inyo County is?
I do.
You do?
I do.
But okay. Tell me about some of the people that have been helped by going to Community Housing Council. And you don't have to give names.
Right. I'm going to just try to keep it to general situations. One of the more recent success stories, I would say, is we had an older couple who basically they were coming into retirement, and they'd never owned a home. And they're coming into retirement, and they wanted to purchase a home, and so they came to us, went through our counseling, and then Cheryl, you were the realtor who was able to get them into the home.
I was fortunate enough to help them, and it was a very exciting time. As you mentioned, he was getting ready to retire. He'd never owned a home. His daughter kept encouraging him that this was really important because he lived on like a farm and took care of animals and was able to live in this home for so many years for free. But he was smart enough to have socked away a nice amount of money. And the daughter mentioned, you know, Daddy, you need to buy a home. You're going to retire. Where are you going to live? So we went on this journey, and it was like working. They were first-time home buyers, regardless of their age. So they were, you know, feeling apprehensive and nervous and walking into the unknown. But we made it to Key Day. They're thrilled. They just, probably one of the best moves they felt they've ever made. Yeah. So that was really exciting.
What was that like on Key Day?
Key Day is the best day.
For you as the realtor, tell us what went through your mind and your heart.
I always, I think I get emotional with them because you've walked this journey with them. You go through the challenges of buying the home and all the things that you're asked to do and provide. Yes, it's easy, but people see it, those things as monumental. So we're also counselors, if you didn't know that. And I don't mean housing counselors. We are professional counselors some days because we have to talk our clients off the ledge. They make things much bigger than they need to, but they don't know that. So it's not our job to say, oh, quit it, you know, grow up. No, you know, we kind of coddle them and make them feel like we are a team and we're going to get through this, I promise. And so you handhold a lot and make them proud of their journey. And then when you get to hand them keys, wow. I mean, you almost, there's times I've sat and cried with a couple and all they want to do is hug and cry. And they're so grateful. They're so excited. And their accomplishment, you can just see the pride in them. We made it, especially those that have said to me out loud, I didn't think I'd ever be able to do this. Yeah. Watching somebody actually in person realize their dream is the best feeling ever.
Exactly. I mean, I've done this for many decades. I still get excited. Just a few weeks ago when I got the word that escrow closed and I can now go hand those keys, somebody asked me, Don, why are you getting so emotional? I said, man, this means the world to those people.
That's right.
And I want to say something, too, about that we are counselors, even though we're not HUD-certified counselors, as realtors. Here's a good one for you, and it shows how part of our job is to be a psychologist also. I had a couple that they couldn't agree on anything. The wife would like this one. The husband would like that one. Finally, it took a little bit of work, but I got them to walk through the house together. Something as simple as that. They started talking to one another, and it's like, ooh, I like the openness of the kitchen, or look at this, you know, and that made a difference, and they finally found one that they both liked.
Right.
Go figure.
Yeah, I find that when you as the realtor are engaged in when they're viewing a home, you learn from their reactions, from their facial expressions, from all those things versus being outside on your phone. But if you're there with them, watching them, listening to them, that helps me as a realtor to then send them homes based on the things they said. Oh my gosh, look at this kitchen. Oh my gosh, I hate this wall right here. All the different things that make the difference in what they're going to consider purchasing. So I like to stay very in tune and getting out there. You get clients in the beginning that they're on the fence. Well, you know, we're almost ready and they don't want to quite look yet. We're going to wait a little. And you just, for different reasons. And I tell them, let's go look at one house. Let's get your feet wet. And so when we get out there, I get the call the next day, they've got five on the list. Let's go look at these homes, because now they know it's not as scary as they built it up to be. And they get out there. It helps me learn from them by what they're sending me as interested properties versus getting physically in the homes and deciding, because I have clients create a wish list in the beginning. A lot of times when we get to key day, that wish list is completely altered, right, and doesn't look anything like what they started with, because they had to physically get out there and really understand the feel of what they truly liked.
One of the things I was just going to say, is as counselors, we have our clients create wish lists, and then I have them turn around and say, okay, I need you to divide this wish list into, okay, I could do without it, and what are my must-haves?
Right.
Because, you know, it is really important that you have this in your mind when you're going out to purchase a home. So, you know, what are the things that you must have? You know, like I had one
individual. The non-negotiables, yes.
Yeah, one individual, she had to have a big yard. She had children who had disabilities. And one of the things that kept them actually calmed down was having a yard, being out in the yard and playing. So that was one of her must-haves. Where I have another individual who, she's like, I don't want to deal with a yard. I'll be good with a condo or a very small yard. So having that list of must-haves is just so important.
Well, it gives us as realtors an idea of where to start. But like I said, a lot of times it doesn't end up that way.
It gets completely changed. We try to get them focused down. So, yeah.
So do we.
I'd like to add to that. When you make your list of must-haves, make a list of want-to-haves,
right,
also. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that would be the icing on the cake, but not a necessity. And I think it's important to know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to tell a little story so that people know what Community Housing Council can do. I had a client who I took him right to the loan officer. The loan officer said, you've got this and this on your credit report, and your bank accounts are not sufficient. It's going to take you some time to get your financial house in order. He says, come back in a half a year or a year. I took these people to the Community Housing Council, and you guys helped with the financial advice. It was almost 6 months to the date.
Mm-hmm.
They came back and they said, we're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And they bought a home.
Mm-hmm.
And that meant reestablishing credit to overcome a bankruptcy.
Wow.
Yeah. It was saving enough money to be able to have some skin in the game. Even though there were down payment assistance programs, it's still good to have,
yes,
some of your own money. So anyway, that's a story where Community Housing Council helped the community by helping somebody become a homeowner in the community.
Well, and that's what I talk about. We create a plan. And if they are bought in, and sometimes as single moms, I know this from experience of, your kids want something, so you just do it. And if you get your family bought in on home ownership, that this is good for...
There's a sense of pride in it.
Right.
And that's what you teach them. And then they go on to become homeowners later.
Well, what I'm referring to is, a lot of times you go out to eat a lot when you're a single mom. I'm sorry, we do, because you're getting your kids, you work full time, you get your kids to all of these different events, you're exhausted. Or the kids are they just want fast food. And fast food takes a lot of money. So if you can get your children, bought into, okay, we want a home, so we're not going to spend money on this fast food, we're going to spend it on, just basically put it aside into a bucket for that down payment. I had a client who actually, their kids would, they would just basically, that money that they would have spent on fast food that night went into a bucket for, you know, a bottle or, you know, a container for a down payment. And, you know, hey, it's only $20 here, $20 here, but that does start adding up.
It's the concept that they're teaching them, absolutely.
Yeah.
I like that. That's teaching your kids to have a goal, this goal of home ownership and the security that comes with it, but everybody pitching in to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. With that thought, stay tuned. We're going to our last commercial break, and when we get back, we are going to talk more about that upcoming first-time home buyer class. Stay tuned.
If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house.
Well, welcome back to Welcome Home Radio. This is Don Scordino, your host, here in the studio today, all the way from the Community Housing Council of Fresno. We have Cheryl Cantu, the current president, for one more day. And we also have Sally Rector, the counselor, housing counselor, HUD certified housing counselor. And we've talked a lot about what Community Housing Council does for people, for the community. What does all this cost?
It's free.
It's free.
For basically to become in and become a client of ours, it is free of charge, except for a very small fee for a soft pull on your credit, because that is one of the things that we are required as a HUD-certified counselor to do, a complete financial assessment, all right? $7.10 per person to pull one agency's credit. Okay.
How much again?
$7.10. And it might be just slightly different than that. But the only thing that we actually do charge for is the home ownership class. And that is $100 for one person and $175 for the second person. Okay. But I know Cheryl has some great information about how that, basically how great that class was for different individuals.
Oh, it's been amazing to watch the folks that have taken the class and have gone forward to use what they've learned to purchase a home. Years back, I worked with a couple that didn't want to take for granted that they were highly educated and could navigate this process without any of our help. They agreed to do the first-time homebuyers class. Both were PhD professors at Fresno State, husband and wife, and they went through the class, took 24 full pages of notes, and they referred back to those notes during the process of us purchasing the home. So I thought it was very interesting because you see, this isn't just for undereducated, overeducated, it's for everyone. Everyone needs home education, and this is the perfect class. Again, the certificate is a HUD certified housing counseling class that you've gone through, and it holds weight because I've had people go through other entities online and their lender will not accept it because it's not a HUD certified agency. So I think it's wonderful. Realtors, I think it's important that realtors and lenders and folks in the industry understand how important it is to become a member of Community Housing Council, because then you can send your clients there for that extra needed education or counseling, whatever it might be. Come in, teach a class, engage. This is how we're going to get the word out about who we are and what we do.
Right.
And everybody needs to know that. We don't want to be the best kept little secret anymore.
No.
All right. Now I have a question. So we all hear free, this is free, that's free. Somebody's got to pay the bill on this. How does the Community Housing Council get their funds to provide free services?
Well, as a nonprofit organization, the Community Housing Council of Fresno, they rely on grants and sponsorships, fundraising efforts, donations, community partnerships, just to sustain operations, to continue providing free services. So it's really important that we get the word out, because that's how we keep our doors open.
Right.
And that's the function of the board. And what we do behind the scenes to keep those doors open is to create events that will create exposure for the Community Housing Council. Last year, we did a disaster preparedness event. And then this year, we followed up with recovery. So if we were to have a natural disaster of some sort, then people were engaging to find out. We gave away go bags, and it was a way to shine the light on the Community Housing Council, which I thought was phenomenal. We got about 150 people at our last event. It was a free event to the community, and it's how we're reaching further. Our arm is reaching further when we create these events that engage our community, and that's how they're learning about us. You know, sometimes you go to events, you don't know what they do, but after you leave, they've given you a reason to understand why they do what they do and how they do it. So,
all right. So it's some of the banks that are stepping up and giving grants.
Yes.
It's some corporations that are stepping up and giving grants. It's individual people. Mm-hmm. So anybody and everybody can become a member of the Community Housing Council to help support the industry and the cause. But I love the word that was used in the beginning, the hope.
The hope.
Yeah.
Hope and a plan.
Hope and a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe with a plan comes hope.
That's true.
I like that one. I'm going to use that one again. All right. Give us the, since I know it off the top of my head, I'm going to give the phone number for Community Housing Council. And call them if you're thinking about becoming a member to help the community, to help people attain and keep home ownership, because that is good for the community. I remember when I was very young in the industry, and this big realtor came in to talk to us, and he said, buying a home is sinking roots in your community. And prior to that, I had been traveling all over the world. I was free as a bird. Bought my first home and sunk roots. And here I'm still in Fresno, California, years later. But before I forget the phone number, let me give it to you. It's 559-221-6919. That's 221-6919. Call and you can become a member, or you can engage in a lot of the services. Possibly somebody's going to need counseling. Mm-hmm.
There's two aspects of what we're talking about today. We have our clients, and the services are free for the clients pretty much. And then we have our membership, which is the realtors, the lenders, the insurance agents, the different members of the community that can support us also. So,
all right, thank you. We only have a couple of minutes left in the show. So, Cheryl, what would you like? And I'd like to say Cheryl Cantu of Premier Real Estate.
Premier Plus
Premier
Real Estate.
Plus. All right. when you joined over there, that's when they added the plus, right?
That's right. I'd like to believe that.
Okay. What do you want our listeners to remember most about today's show?
I want them to remember that there is help, hope, and a safe place to go to start their journey.
Excellent. And that's to start the journey.
Yes.
So even before you buy, this is a place to look into.
And that the journey doesn't end there, because they could get a few years down the road, like we discussed earlier, have a life event, and then they need Community Housing Council again, because there's so many services they provide, from onset to, well, you're owning the home, or trying to sell the home, whatever the case might be. So we're a resource for as long as they own the home and beyond. So,
all right. And Sally Rector of Community Housing Council, what do you want our listeners to remember most about today's show?
That we're a safe place. You need help, we are a safe place. We may not have all the answers, but we will find ways to help you if we can. You know, we don't, you know, we give you hope and we give you a plan. I love hope and a plan. But we're a safe place and to assist.
All right. And I hope that our listeners heard the passion and the heartfelt passion in today's show. So it truly is about helping people.
Mm-hmm, yes.
It's not a business where they're going to make money off of you.
No.
Right. It's
no.
It's a nonprofit agency that's trying to help people out. So, all right. We have just 30 seconds left. Best real estate advice, Cheryl.
Do it.
Do it.
All do right. it. I Don't like be it. Afraid.
How about you, Sally?
I would agree with her. Do it. Don't be afraid, because it's putting down roots.
Mm-hmm. And I have one too. Have the can-do attitude. You can do it if you have the can-do it attitude. I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in today, and we will be back again next week. Thank you very much.